بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد معنى الحديث أخبرني عن الإيمان قال أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره قال صدقت إلى آخر الحديث Continuing with the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam, which is known as Umm Sunnah, the question was put to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that inform me as to what is Iman. So he said, Iman is that you believe in Allah, in the angels, in the revealed books, in the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, in the messengers of Allah, in the last day, that is the day of Qiyamah. And yesterday we stopped the discussion, as it was not time, with regards to the seventh aspect, he said that you believe in taqdeer, that is predetermination, in the good and the evil of it. We find that in the chain of narration of this hadith, one of the narrators is Yahya bin Ya'mur. And some background to this hadith, he says that this issue of taqdeer arose in Basra, that is, in the period after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Basra, a group of people started denying that there was such a thing as taqdeer, and that people, whatever actions they do, are done all of a sudden and is not predetermined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when this fitna arose, when this group arose, Yahya bin Ya'mur says, myself and one companion, we went for Hajj or Umrah, and it was our intention that we will try and meet the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we meet them, we will ask them about this issue, that what is the correct belief with regards to taqdeer. So he says that we came across Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that is the son of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And we mentioned to him that there is a group in Basra that is denying the belief in taqdeer. So the response of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma to them, to this was, he said, إِذَا لَقِيتَ هَا أُولَائِ فَأَخْبِرْهُمْ أَنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَإِنَّهُمْ بُرَأَوْا مِنِّي وَالَّذِي يَحْلِفُ عَبْدَ اللَّهِ لَوْ أَنَّ لِأَحَدٍ مِثْلَ أُحَدٍ ذَهَبًا فَأَنْفَقَهُ مَا قَبِلَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدْرِ Before I translate this response, we mentioned on a few occasions now that when it comes to aspects of Iman, what we are supposed to believe in, there is no margin for error, there is no allowance. Person misses his salah, he can make tawbah. Person breaks another command of Allah Ta'ala, commits kabira guna, the door to tawbah is open. He will still, inshallah, be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to aspects of iman, if a person dies in this condition, then there is great difficulty, because it's not a question of asking for forgiveness. So look at the response. Abdullah bin Umar says that when you meet these people, then inform them that I have nothing to do with them, and they have nothing to do with me. And by the Qasam of Allah, if one of them has to spend the equivalent of the mountain of Uhud in gold in the path of Allah, I take Qasam and oath on Allah, Allah will never accept it from them until they do not bring Iman and Taqdeer. So we see the response of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when it comes to the aspects of Iman, there is no room and there is no margin for error. He says, give Uhud in gold. But if what you're supposed to believe in, if you do not believe in that, Allah will never accept it from you. This issue of taqdeer, we find that this is something ulama explained. They say taqdeer or predestination. This is actually a secret of Allah Ta'ala in His creation. It is something beyond human comprehension. It constitutes the belief that Allah Ta'ala in eternity had known and predetermined everything that was to occur. Beforehand, Allah has predetermined everything that will occur, at which time and in which way. Everything that occurs in the universe is in accordance with this taqdeer, with this predetermination, and in keeping with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in keeping with His hikmat and His wisdom. Together with this belief in taqdeer, in predetermination, it must also be accepted. Allah knows beforehand, Allah has determined, everything happens according to the will of Allah, in the knowledge and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it must also be accepted that insan, this human being, has been given a choice to adopt either the path of righteousness or the path of evil. And he will be rewarded, we will be rewarded or punished in the hereafter according to the manner in which we exercise this choice. Many places in the Quran Allah says, فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ إِمَّا شَاكِرُ وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Very commonly this question is raised, that if Allah has decided everything beforehand, then why should there be Jannat and Jahannam? Why should we be taken to task? Because we have been given a choice. Allah says, فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. If you want, bring iman. If you want, make kufr. إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ إِمَّا شَاكِرُ وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Both roads are in front of you. You can choose to obey Allah Ta'ala or you can choose to disobey Allah. The belief in taqdeer does not preclude this conviction also, that human being has been given a choice. Our focus should be on making an effort to exercise the correct choice. And we should not worry about what is in taqdeer. Because what is in taqdeer is in Allah's knowledge. We have no control over that. We have to worry about what choice do we make. We have to choose to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And accordingly we will be rewarded. If you choose to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be taken to task. Now obviously, many questions arise with regards to this issue of taqdeer. What is very, very important, my respected brothers, Allah ta'ala's zaat, Allah's being is infinite. Allah was forever, Allah will be forever. Allah does not have a beginning or an ending. Insan is finite. We are a limited concept. Our intellect also, our aqal, which we have been given, is limited, it is finite. That which is limited and finite can never fully comprehend and understand that which is infinite. In layman's terms, ulama give the example, they say, if you take a parcel that is 10 kilos and place it on your head, you may be able to carry it. But if you take something that is 1 ton, 1,000 kilos and put it on your head will get crushed. In exactly the same way, if you will endeavor to try to fully understand taqdeer, you will lose your iman. You will go off your head. It is impossible. Taqdeer is a secret. It is something that is part of the sifat and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has clearly and explicitly prohibited us from going into detailed discussions with regards to taqdeer. We have to believe in taqdeer. That is what we are required to do. Bring iman on taqdeer. Don't go into academic discussions about taqdeer. Don't ask 101 questions. If this is like this, then why this should be like that? Why it should be like that? Because this is not something that you will be able to fully understand. The extent of the prohibition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam can be gauged from one incident. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into the masjid, and he observed that sahaba were discussing this issue of taqdeer. The narrator of the hadith says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam became so angry, كَأَنَّمَا فُقِيَ فِي وَجْهِ حَبَّةُ الرُّمَّانِ. They said his cheeks became red, furious he became. Almost as if somebody had taken pomegranate juice and sprinkled it on the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So red and so angry and so upset he became. He said, بِهَذَا أُمِرْتُ أَمْ بِهَذَا أُرْسِلْتُ إِلَيْكُمْ. Did I order you to engage in discussions about taqdeer? Has Allah Ta'ala sent me so that you dig deep into this issue of taqdeer? He said, the nations of the past were destroyed when they went into lengthy discussions about taqdeer. I, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, prohibit you from engaging in any discussion about this. So from this we learn, in the books of Aqeedah, this issue of taqdeer is explained. Beforehand, Allah has predetermined everything. Everything happens according to the wisdom of Allah. Allah has knowledge of everything. Human beings have been given a choice. What we will choose, Allah already knows. But according to that choice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will either take us to task or Allah ta'ala will reward us in the hereafter. Allah does not make zulm or oppress anyone. We have to bring iman on this issue of taqdeer. Fully comprehending it, fully understanding it, raising issues about it, this is something that is beyond us. Accept this as Allah's sifat, as Allah's attributes, and don't engage in discussions in it. Allah give us tawfiq.